This call may be recorded. Press 1 to accept.
Hi, Mommy.
Hey. The downstairs tenant stopped paying his rent, so I'm going to go take him a 3-day notice.
Okay.
I'm guessing maybe it would have something to do with we were supposed to, like, expense out hotel stays or something, and he was probably feeling justified in withholding rent or something nonsensical.
Okay.
But do you know what all his expenses would have been so that I can offer to whatever subtract it out for him, or was he supposed to keep receipts for that, as far as you knew?
I never heard from him what the amount would have been, so.
Okay.
Yeah, it would be helpful for him to have receipts, or if he could.
Yeah, I mean, I would assume that what he would have done would have been just take his receipts, subtract that from the amount due, go ahead and pay the amount due, and then give us the receipts. But
yeah,
if for some reason he's thinking that we have to do something to make that happen. I mean, is that okay with you, or would you rather me write him a check to reimburse him after he's paid all of his rent? I would think that would make him a lot more uncomfortable than just deducting it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to me.
Okay.
I'm going to go out on a limb and assume that that's not it. He probably just doesn't have the money.
Okay.
Well,
but even if that's the case, he's going to use the flooding as an excuse.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I mean, you had agreed to comp him for that, so as long as it's...
Yeah.
I mean, even if it's a reasonable amount and not outrageous, if that's the real issue, then I would just give it to him.
Okay. Sounds good. Bye. Is it good enough for him to just screenshot or like take a picture of the receipts, or do I need them like physically?
Yeah, no, that's fine.
A picture of them.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
Do you want to see each other today?
I'm actually pretty busy with stuff like this, and yesterday was pretty awful. I don't feel like you even begin. I don't think you have any idea.
Any idea what?
The horrific, like how horrifically to you at Honey Lake was in light of your
I feel
mom.
Like you cut out again. I'm sorry. I feel like you cut
I'm
out.
I'm sorry. It's you understand that you told Nathan that everything that your mother wrote was true, and that demonstrates to me that the things that you were saying to Nathan would have been in tandem with what your mom was saying, and you understand that that means that all of the therapy that you received there was based on your own delusions and not reality. I didn't write a letter like your mom wrote to try to get my word in first before hers, to try to make sure that they had a certain mentality before she got to, you know, poison the well. She was very, very methodical, in painting an image before anybody got a chance to speak to me intentionally. And she was very methodical in painting that anything that you said to say that you trusted me was because of how I have emotionally manipulated you. There is not a reasonable chance that they did not read her letter. And there is not a reasonable chance. There's not a reasonable chance.
I'm extremely confident that Ted didn't read her letter.
Right, but he already had the notes for
confident
Nathan.
That, yeah, but he didn't read it.
It doesn't matter. The treatment teams had already met to say Dustin's wife is emotionally abusing him.
No,
Dustin
I don't
is
think
having
anybody
trouble.
Anybody at
Dustin
Honey Lake
has
that
trouble.
Impression of you at
Dustin's
all.
Dustin's having trouble moving forward with the divorce and looking toward his own interest of putting a roof over his head. Dustin doesn't know who in his life that he can trust. Dustin has told his mother that he doesn't know what people in his life have his best interests at heart, but he only feels safe with people at work and Jeff and his mom.
Okay.
And they affirm
clarify,
that for
you. I never said that to my mom.
You did. You told
and
me.
And nobody at Honey Lake, nobody at Honey Lake thinks that about you or me.
Dustin, there's no way. I'm sorry. There's no way. There is no way.
There's no
not
way
possible.
Not, Aaron. I'm the one that was there interacting with them. I haven't read that letter recently to remember
what they thought of you
to be able to.
They thought of you that you were suicidal, and they thought of you that you had been emotionally abused by your wife. And
no,
was very
don't.
Confused and very abandoned and
that.
Didn't know who you could trust and who you couldn't trust.
They do not think that.
And I'm telling you that that's disturbing to me.
Telling me it's disturbing to you, and I'm telling you that they don't think that.
And I'm telling you that there's no way.
Well,
there's no way.
There's no way not.
There's no way. Do you understand that you yourself told Nathan that that email was mostly accurate? So even if he hadn't
you
read it,
that
means
that there's parts of it that are not accurate? About people that disregard outside opinions and interacted with me a lot.
Nathan, this woman, your mom, is crazy. She is saying that my wife tried to run me over, and that's you didn't email Nathan and say, oh, my gosh, Nathan. This has it so backwards. I'm the one who was abusing my wife, and my mom somehow making it sound like my wife was abusing me. You didn't write him and say, Nathan, my mom thinks that I am confused about who I can trust. I'm not. I'm 100% certain I can trust my church leadership and my wife. And I'm 100%
well,
certain
that
my mom is out. That my mom is out.
I didn't even go to them when I was suicidal. I don't.
So I'm saying the information that you were giving Nathan did not contradict your mom's email, and he read
it,
and he shared his opinion with the treatment team
read it.
Before your treatment was turned over to Ted. I'm
did
telling
not read
you.
It.
I'm telling
did
you.
Not read it. You're telling
I'm
me
telling
wrong.
You.
I can't. You can be 100% certain of that if you want to, but you're going to be 100% certain of something that you're wrong about.
You don't know. You're just making this up.
Yes, I do.
This is what you want me to believe. No, you're concerned about what you want me to believe right now. You don't know. You don't know.
I was concerned
if
about
you had 100%, if you had 100% certainty that Nathan was not reading it, then you wouldn't have written him, this was mostly accurate, LOL. You were not 100% certain that he did not read it when you wrote that to him. And you can't be any more certain of it now than you were on the day that you were
what happened with Nathan is, like, irrelevant because he did zero therapy with me. And
I know he did zero therapy, but he shared his opinion with his treatment team. They all had already decided. And by the time it got to Ted, Ted's going, man, I've only got a week to turn this around. Nathan really screwed this up, and we've got a guy who can't put a roof over his own head. The best I can hope.
All what happened, Aaron.
That
doesn't have any regard for Nathan whatsoever.
I know.
He did not read any of his notes. He did not.
He gave me the impression that Nathan screwed it up and there was only enough time left to convince you to put a roof over your head and seek counseling when you got out.
Well, great.
I think that you don't understand the extent to which your mom poisoned that entire experience for you, which is why I had concerns about her being the one to take you there and pay the bill from the get-go, and why I'm telling you that your experience would have been completely different if I had taken you in September.
All right. Well, I'm sorry that
you don't
I
understand.
Have no
you
confidence
don't
in my therapist.
It's because of your
and
mom,
you understand.
Though, Dustin.
What you don't understand is that has zero to do with anything that happened at Honey Lake. That's what you don't understand.
That's not true.
I got the
That's
preliminary report
treatment.
From Dr. Kraft. Do you want to hear about it?
Sure.
Hey, buddy. All right. Yeah. Okay, buddy.
He says that he interviewed you.
He didn't.
Intern evaluation. Okay.
Okay, buddy.
All right. There's like more in here, but I'm just going to redo the main part. Although Mr. Dufault cooperated fully with the evaluation process, he presented as extremely depressed and anxious. He was able to provide a very detailed history and indicated that he's been devastated since his wife left him. He related that his anxiety and depression have been exacerbated by his perception that his fellow church members have also turned their backs on him. He indicated that he would like to reconcile his relationship with his wife, recognizing that he was likely putting more energy into his relationship with his boss than his marriage. Although I will be glad to provide a more detailed report in the future, I am providing a summary of my impressions to assist Mr. Dufault's treatment planning. It should be noted that Mr. Dufault's clinical profiles, as assessed by the MMPI-2 and the PAI, are marked by significant elevations across a number of different scales, indicating a broad range of clinical features, increasing the possibility of multiple diagnoses. Although Mr. Dufault considers that he may be on the spectrum resultant to the difficulties he has had in interpersonal relationships.
Wait. Stop. Although Mr. Dufault what?
Considers that he may be on the spectrum resultant to the difficulties he has had in interpersonal relationships. Diagnostic considerations based on the testing include major depressive disorder and R/O, which means rule out obsessive compulsive personality disorder.
Okay, can you hold on just a second? Can you stop? I can't hear you because Simon just came in and is asking me something, and you're going to have to go back a whole sentence when I ask you to start again, okay? Sorry about that. Go ahead.
Should be noted that Mr. Dufault's clinical profiles, as assessed by the MMPI-2 and PAI, are marked by significant elevations across a number of different scales, indicating a broad range of clinical features and increasing the possibility of multiple diagnoses. But Mr. Dufault considers that he may be on the spectrum resultant from the difficulties he has had in interpersonal relationships. Diagnostic considerations based on the testing include major depressive disorder and R/O, which means rule out obsessive compulsive personality disorder.
He's saying they ruled out OCD?
No, they're saying that that's a consideration to be ruled out potentially.
Oh, okay.
Are
you still listening?
Well, there's not any more toys in there, buddy. All right. You can go in there. You can go in there.
In the closet, you're not allowed to go in.
Okay. All right. So start at rule out.
Rule out obsessive compulsive personality disorder. A significant concern are Mr. Dufault's responses to the critical items on the PAI, as he replied, sometimes true to the statement, I have made plans about how to kill myself and I have no interest in life, and mainly true to the statement, I am considering suicide. Based on the totality of this evaluation, I would concur with the aforementioned diagnoses, and I still view Mr. Dufault as a suicide risk. He is highly dependent. Is a highly dependent individual who currently has a minimal support system, which would likely exacerbate his depression and anxiety. Once Mr. Dufault is discharged, it is strongly recommended that he be seen twice a week for individual therapy on an outpatient basis, and group therapy might also be considered. Likewise, it will be important that Mr. Dufault continues to comply with his medication regimen. Hopefully, Mr. Dufault will be permitted to supervise his patients with his children, which would likely provide him some comfort that he is not losing his children in addition to his wife. Thank you for requesting my assistance in this case, and please do not hesitate to contact me if I can provide further information. As noted above, I would be glad to provide a more detailed report if needed.
Hmm. So I can't understand if that's saying that more is forthcoming or not.
It seems like, I'm guessing based on this, not unless we ask him for more.
Well, it's scratch art, buddy. Here, yeah. Let's find a stick for it, okay? So, yeah, I don't know. Do you want to send that to me? Or?
It's honestly a lot less clear than I would have hoped, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or is that what you expected?
I guess I was hoping that they would say something more clear about there being something wrong with me. But
yeah, I mean, he's saying that there's elevations in a number of areas making multiple diagnoses possible. But he's not saying who's going to, you know, deal with those multiple elevations to get to the bottom of it, unless the only multiple elevations are related to OCD, in which case I guess it would be the counselor you're seeing twice a week, right?
Yeah, I'm assuming that he did the best analysis that he could.
Yeah.
Because otherwise we'd have more ROs, like, we're allowed this,
but again,
we're allowed that.
Again, he spent, like, what, 90% of that talking about things that have occurred in the last 4 months. And it sounds like he maybe spent 90% of his time with you talking about things that have happened in the last 4 months.
No.
So it's like, if the last 4 months had never occurred and you had gotten this about... Well, I'm just saying, what would have happened if you had gotten this evaluation last summer and you weren't talking about killing yourself or not having a reason to live, and you weren't talking about, you know what I'm saying? Like, sure, they could have still detected depressive disorder, but if you removed everything from what you just read that has anything to do with your marriage ending, you would be left with maybe two sentences. He wouldn't have written you two sentences for an entire evaluation if you had gone and seen him last summer.
Yeah.
What? Okay.
We didn't spend
That's not what you were
90% of our time talking about our marriage. When they do psychological analysis, they're analyzing you at a frame in time, so he's trying to give you a picture of what...
I know, I'm just saying, like, the thing that really matters right now is that you're severely depressive and suicidal. Like, that's huge, right? So he recognizes that there's this huge, acute thing happening right now, and that majorly overshadows any little quirks in your personality. What? I know, I'm just saying he's not going to ignore the fact that you're majorly, majorly depressive and suicidal.
I know
and
that,
in need
but that doesn't mean
of
that
social support.
I other psychological things going on.
What?
What? What? I didn't find any more. I'm sorry, buddy. I'm sorry, Dustin. You're happy with the evaluation, and you want me to be happy about it too. What? What?
I don't know.
Oh. But you're unhappy with something I said.
I'm unhappy with you.
What?
I'm not unhappy with you.
What? I can't understand you. Is there something wrong with your microphone?
No.
Okay, I think you're cutting in and out though on whatever mic you're on.
Were you talking to Jamie around 9:30 this morning?
I think so, yeah.
So she was telling you you could decide to stay with me and then decide to leave me later on?
Yeah.
That's never enough to be that.
What?
I think it would be better for both of us to figure it out now. One another.
Yeah, that's what I told. Well, I was telling her for the kids. It's like you don't understand that right now they're like their dad not being here. They don't really notice that as being an odd thing. It's been such a normal part of their life. Like they would feel like that's stable. And I said, but you spend 2 years. You know, putting us in a situation where they would actually feel like their father's being taken away from them, or their mother's being taken away from them, or having a two-parent home is being taken away from them, and they're old enough, you know, to be really, really thinking about, like, whose fault is this? And your mom's still going to be motivated to influence them to feel a certain way about it, like that could seriously, seriously, seriously emotionally cripple them for life, you know. But hers was more within the context of, man, Dustin even yesterday just did like one thing after another, after another, after another, after another, all day long to show you that his thinking hasn't changed and to show you that he's just as untrustworthy and just as unsafe as always. And she was trying to say that that's something that I could overlook for now and give you a chance to essentially behave right in spite of your wrong thinking. Like, you know, like the thing with you paying for Rush 24/7. Like the fact that when I told you to cancel it, you wouldn't do it. And the fact that you're not able to think about your children's best financial interests
And the fact that you're willing to tell me that you're not doing it no matter what, even though you've said you'd do anything, and the fact that you say you'll give me all your money, but you're going to fight me over $75, and then the fact that when I say that we're divorcing over it, you roll your eyes and huff at me when you go to type a letter to Rush 24/7, like that alone, you know, is really scary evidence that anything that Dustin is saying right now is just to get back in a position of power and control. And he has no intention whatsoever of making good decisions or respecting your requests in the future. And so the fear is that I'm going to fall for what you're saying right now, where I'm going to fall for going, well, he is actually, you know, when I threaten to leave him, he is actually doing the right thing. And then that only lasts for 6 months. That's the fear on my end. And she's saying, but can't you give him a chance? Can't you? Can't you give it 2 years and see what happens?
I would. If we can't be in a relationship, but
because you don't feel like you can.
Idea of being married, like just.
I'm committed to the idea of not destroying our children's lives. I'm committed to the idea of not making them grow up watching emotional abuse. I'm committed to the idea of not spending into oblivion and then blaming the wife for not letting you access the home equity that you worked so hard for. Like, I'm in favor of giving them a real home. A real home with a real marriage. Like CA and Jamie gave their kids a real home with a real marriage, like my parents gave their children a real home with a real marriage, like Kevin and Brianna are giving their kids a real home with a real marriage, like Matt and Jessica are giving their kids a real home with a real marriage, like Neil and Pam gave their kids a home with a real marriage.
Right. Yeah, I don't want to give
that's the only thing I'm pursuing.
There's no sense in doing 6 months of a fake marriage to then divorce me. Like, I'm not interested in that.
Well, it's up to you whether you're faking it.
And
that's the thing. You're blame shifting again. You're acting like I'm the one who's going to string you along and then dump you. When in reality, you were the one who caused the divorce the first time. And if it ever happens in the future, it will definitely, not maybe, but definitely be you again. Like, this is 100, that's what you've got to own, that this is 100% on you and 0% on me. Because you know that no matter what paperwork ever gets filed with the courts to protect your family financially from your destructive patterns and your family from your destructive presence, I am still eternally committed to you and only you and what is in your best interest, including raising your children in the most emotionally and psychologically healthy way possible, no matter how you're acting. I'm still completely committed to your best interest over what's easiest and happiest for me. And you can choose to behave in a way that causes the courts to have to get involved in protecting your family. Or you can be the one to protect your family yourself. I'm sorry, buddy. Did you read the John Piper articles I sent you?
I just pulled it up when you called me.
Okay. Sure. Yep.
Your data finished copying.
What?
The data finished copying.
I'll try to check.
Well, Yeah.
Jamie offered to meet with us tonight, but I assume that he wouldn't want that. What do you think?
With Jamie over her opinion of this?
No, to still meet with CA.
thank you for mentioning that. CA can only meet at 5.
Oh, okay. It just depends on Robbie Curtis's surgery, because my mom has to drive Robbie home from her surgery. So as long as it's over in time.
As soon as you can, so I can speak like him.
Yeah, I would say yes, but you understand Robbie's in surgery, okay?
Okay.
So it would just be if for some reason.
No, Robbie... I don't want Jane either.
Okay. What?
It's hard enough with the third person. I don't want for it.
Okay. Okay. Did you get your mom removed from your treatment permissions at Honey Lake?
No.
Because she might already have a standing order that your paperwork is going to go to her as soon as it's ready.
I'm not going to do that, but I will remove her.
Justin, they can't not do that. He's given her permission. No, they can't. They already told me.
I will remove her.
They already told me that since I was on your list of permissions, that I could call 14 days after your discharge, and they would send me all your paperwork. That's how it's set up. That's the reason that people who have to check into a mental institution put other people on their file, because it's presumed that the other people who care about them can possibly be in a better position to manage what needs to happen than the person who is vulnerable and checked in. And when you showed up there, you represented to everybody on staff that your mom was more competent to care for you than you were to care for yourself.
No, I didn't.
You did if you wrote to Nathan that this was actually mostly accurate, LOL.
I'm going to go back and look at that letter, because I don't like you talking to me about it when I can't look at it.
Okay. I'm just telling you, you said this is mostly accurate, LOL. And that colored every single thing that happened
they did not
the
read
entire
the letter.
Time you were at Honey Lake. You said that so many times, Justin. Do you understand that you're just lying because you want that to be true?
So,
all right.
It actually happened because I was actually involved in the process.
All right. I've got to go collect rent.
Right.
Do you want to send me the report from Dr. Kropp?
I don't know. It doesn't sound like you're interested in pursuing reconciliation.
I don't know why you're saying that.
Because you're completely disregarding anything that I've done to better myself, and you're talking about it being better for the kids to not have me in their life.
No, I'm not disregarding any of the good things you did. It was really.
You are. You're saying
really
I didn't
great.
Do any good things.
No, it was so. It was, I told you, it was so amazing that you told me thank you for divorcing me or for petitioning for divorce. That was amazing. And it was so good that you actually did ask Rush 24/7 for a refund. That was amazing. And it was so good that last time that I was crying, you came and you had compassion on me. Like, those are huge things, and that's the reason I'm on the phone with you right now. If I thought that things were like they were in December, we would only be messaging through our Family Wizard app, and I would be ignoring every message that wasn't directly related to pick up or drop off of the kids. And I don't even know at this point if there would be time with the kids, because it sounds like Dr. Kropp thinks it should be supervised. But that's not where we are. We're at me recognizing huge changes that you've made and really hard work that you've done.
Okay.
But there's enough that's still off for me to be making sure that I'm not getting myself into something that's just pulling the wool over my eyes and going to blow up later in a way that's going to hurt my kids. That's something that you want me to do, right? You want me to be behaving that way. You want me to be thinking that way. You want me to be protecting them that way. It sounds like we're on the same page about that.
Okay. I will send you that report.
You what?
I'll send it to you.
Okay. I will go collect rent. Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks.